Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table.
Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't.
And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
We're going to be talking about the difference between high standards and high expectations. I feel like we get the two confused. So when someone tells you to lower your expectations, you think they are telling you to lower your standards or to settle, okay? And you know Breenie is queen of not settling, knowing your value and adding tax, okay? So I would never tell anyone to lower their standards. However, there is a big difference between having high standards and high expectations. Guess which one is wrong? So I talk a lot on my channel about having high standards. And the reason why I do talk so much about it is because I feel that there are a lot of women whose standards are not high enough. So I have videos on that already, so I'm not going to beat a dead horse. However, there are others on the opposite end of the spectrum who have unrealistic expectations when it comes to relationships and dating. I just want to level the playing field today. So let's get into it. So in one of my videos, I spoke about deal breakers, standards, preferences, and expectations, okay? And I spoke about the differences between those four. And the problem today is a lot of people have them upside down. So instead of being so secure and so sure about their deal breakers and standards, they are so sure about their preferences, they are so sure about their expectations. And so they wonder why they always end up disappointed or heartbroken. So let me break down these four things as it relates to dating, finding the one, and relationships. A quick summary. Deal breakers are the things you cannot live without. You feel like if you were to compromise on this thing, you'll be compromising on who you are, your values, your principles, everything. Deal breakers are cannot live without. Moving on to standards. Standards are your basics. For example, he has to have a job. He can take care of himself. He's not a cheater. He's not abusive. He's not a drug dealer. He's not a criminal. He's a nice person. Just the bare minimum standards, okay? Moving on to preferences. These are the things that you would prefer in a guy. Light hair, light eyes, dark eyes, tall, thin, fatter, shorter, blue eyes, green eyes, brown eyes, whatever. These are the would-be nices, okay? These are the would-be nice to have. Then lastly, we are moving on to expectations, okay? And these could be anything. These are the things we expect a man to be, do, and have. For example, he needs to be earning over a certain amount. He needs to drive a particular car. He needs to be Prince Charming and come and sweep me off my feet so I never have to work again in my life. He has to be super romantic, like the movies, he has to shower me with gifts, like the girls on Instagram, and he has to have the ability to transform my life. Those are all expectations. So let's take a deeper dive into all of these four. Wanting a guy that has a job, is financially stable, can take care of himself, is not unrealistic. Do not budge on these things. Likewise, wanting a guy that shares the same faith as you, shares the same morals as you, shares the same principles as you, is kind-hearted, is not an abusive, cheating, drunk, drughead, or a criminal, is not unrealistic. Likewise, wanting a guy that presents himself well, has good hygiene, can put clothes together to suit his body type, has good teeth, clean hair, is not unrealistic. And that is not the problem. The problem is some women want a guy that is 6 foot with a six pack earning six figures, 666. These guys want Lucifer, okay? You are looking for perfection that does not exist. And if they do exist, there's a very slim chance that that person would actually be a good person, let alone meet your deal breakers and standards. And let's be realistic, if that 10 does exist, that 666 guy does exist, what are the chances that he would choose you out of everybody that he can get? At that point, he is the prize, because I know for sure I am not a 10, and you know for sure you are not a 10. And one of the biggest problems is that a lot of women rank themselves how they would rank other men. You say to yourself, I'm doing well in life. I've got a good job. I own my own house. I'm driving a Mercedes. I have my own business. I'm doing pretty good for myself. I should be able to get any man I want. Yeah, if you was a dude, you pretty much could. So the kind of stuff you're leading with in the dating game, degrees, jobs, material item, cars, houses, all those kind of things would be good things to lead with if you was a man. So unless you're trying to impress another woman, you cannot only lead with those things. Those things do not impress men. Practically, they could care less. To most men, that is their job to have those things in order. They're not necessarily looking for that in their woman, which is why if you feel like you have a lot going for yourself, you can easily compare yourself to another woman that is married, another woman that's in a stable relationship, and think to yourself, she ain't got all this going on. How did she get him? Because men don't care about the things that we care about. And that's on period. Men want to know that he can build a home with you, not just have a house, but build a home with you. Men want to know that you will be a good teammate. He wants to know that you will respect him, that you will support him, that you will be a kind and loving wife and mother. These are the things that men care about. Lead with those qualities. And I'm not saying hide the fact that you've got these things going on, but like I said in one of my videos, do not lead with those things. Yes, I'm a YouTuber, but that's not who I am. Who I am is a kind, loving, sweet, young woman that is ready to love, care, and support her man. That sounds better to a man than, oh yeah, I'm a YouTuber, I've got this many subscribers. You don't care. We really think men care about those things. They don't. So we've got to stop thinking that because we have all of these credentials, we deserve to have a good man. No, good men want good women. And you're going to attract what you are on the inside. And the fact still remains that a good man wants a good woman. It's that simple. So all of the things that you do on the outside, all of the credentials that you have on the outside, all the things that you do externally to make yourself a good catch, you turn that inwards and do that eternally. Make sure you're working on the inside as much as you are on the outside. Because listen, a man can think you're beautiful, and that is great. Men want beautiful women, okay? But once he has sampled your beauty, once he has tasted your beauty, there's not much left. It's the same way as if I wanted a guy that was so gorgeous, there's only so much I can stare at him and be like, I feel like we get turned off easily when someone is only presenting their physical attributes. It's like, knock, knock, anybody else home? Is anyone else in there? All the success that you are pursuing in the world, turn that inwardly and become the person that you would want to live with. So should you compromise your standards? No. Should you compromise your deal breakers? Hell no. Should you compromise your preferences? Yes. Should you compromise your expectations? Hell yeah. Speaking personally, from what I've experienced and from what I've seen, I will trade a guy who is a 10 in the face for a guy that is average looking, that is kind-hearted and loving and caring any day. I'll trade a guy that is making 6-7 figures, who is stressed out, suicidal most of the time, for a guy that has a steady job and loves what he's doing and he is faithful to his job. I'll trade a guy that is 6 foot with a six pack for a guy that takes care of himself, eats healthily, works out regularly, is pursuing a six pack, but may not have the six pack right now. But I hear some of you saying, but why do we have to choose? Why can't we have it all? Why should I settle? And if that is your attitude, I will say to you, keep living, keep dating, and life will show you what's really important. Life will show you it's actually not about settling, but really adjusting your expectations to something that is realistic. Getting your heads out of the clouds, turning off that Disney movie, shutting down social media, deleting your Pinterest if you must, and actually really live. Actually really date as though you were blind. Ask yourself this question: if the whole world was blind, what kind of man would I need by my side to guide me through life? What kind of guy would I need to bring me joy? Like, there's nothing better than being with someone who makes you laugh. When I watch like old couples and I give advice and they're like, what is your advice for a long, healthy marriage? A lot of them say, we laugh a lot. Let me just say, I'm not saying you can't have a guy that is good looking, six figures, whatever, and you could still have that all. But to be honest, those people are dime a dozen, right? And if you're an average person, you're gonna need an average man. And I consider myself to be an average person. No, of that, I'm joking. Hell no, no. I'm above average. I gotta be honest, okay? But if I'm above average, I'm gonna need someone that's above average too. We need to start dating on the level that we are on and start being realistic about the level that we're on. Like I said, just because you have the great job, the great car, the great house, all this kind of stuff that you would get wet for if it wasn't another man, those things don't necessarily make you a good person, nor does it make you a person that a man would want to be with. How are you on the inside? How will you positively affect his life? Straight to the point, I hope you guys can understand the difference between having deal breakers, standards, expectations, and preferences. And this is the thing, I'm not saying settle on someone that you're not attracted to, but the idea of Prince Charming or perfection does not exist. Why? Because you're not perfect. You don't even like your ears. You don't like your nose. You don't like your teeth. You don't like your size. You don't like your height. So why are we expecting perfection in someone else? And I think the reason why we do that is because we know we're deficient in that. A lot of times we're looking for perfection in others because there's no perfection in us, or we don't believe that there's any perfection in us. So we're actually looking for someone to compensate for what we lack. And you can't date like that. You got to date your equal. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.